This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence prepares to take the stage tonight, the third night of the Republican National Convention. An official said the vice president would offer an optimistic vision for the country in his speech, which also provides a contrast with former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic running mates in the November election. Biden and Harris were spotlighted at their own party convention last week and warned the country against returning President Trump to Washington. Vice President Pence follows First Lady Melania Trump, who spoke from the White House Tuesday night. The First Lady extended her gratitude to healthcare workers who have treated millions of people who have contracted COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. Follow our coverage of the conventions on voanews.com. Police in the Midwestern state of Illinois say they have arrested a 17-year-old man for murder Wednesday after two people were killed during anti-police protests in nearby Kenosha, Wisconsin, overnight. Wisconsin police say it happened during a third consecutive night of protests over the shooting of a black man by a white police officer Sunday. News outlets say the shooting was the result of a confrontation between protesters and several bystanders blocks from the city courthouse. Tuesday's violent protests come hours after the father of the man shot by police said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. The U.S. National Hurricane Center has upgraded Hurricane Laura to a Category 4 storm as it barrels to the U.S. Gulf Coast. More than a half million people along the U.S. coastal regions of Texas and Louisiana have been ordered to evacuate as the storm could prove to be very dangerous. The hurricane is expected to make landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast Wednesday night or Thursday morning. Hurricane and storm surge warnings are in effect for the northwestern Gulf Coast. This is VOA News. Flash flooding in Afghanistan killed more than 70 people in Parwan province north of Kabul early Wednesday. Officials monitoring the situation said close to 100 are injured, and the number may rise as more cases are reported. President Ashraf Ghani said he was, quote, deeply affected by the loss of life and financial losses, end quote, caused by the floods in a tweet from his office, and ordered emergency supplies to be delivered to the affected areas. Reuters cites the army and a local administrator saying Islamist militants killed at least 20 people during attacks on three villages in eastern Congo. The army and local authorities discovered the victims of the massacre Wednesday in the villages around 30 kilometers northwest of the city of Beni. The Allied Democratic Forces are believed to be responsible for the attack. ADF is a Ugandan armed group operating in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo for more than three decades. Dirk Mudge, a white Namibian who began his political life with the pro-apartheid National Party but later lobbied for Namibia's independence from South African white minority rule, has died after contracting COVID-19. He was 92. U.S. health officials have changed their COVID-19 testing advice, saying it's no longer necessary for people in close contact with those who are infected. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had been advising tests for people who've been within 6 feet of an infected person for more than 15 minutes. But in new guidance on its website, the CDC says that's no longer recommended for people not showing symptoms. The change stunned health experts, who note the CDC itself has said as many as 40% of those infected do not show symptoms, and testing contacts of those infected is vital to containing outbreaks.
The CDC guidelines that they have put forth are scary and dangerous.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accuses the Trump administration of forcing the change because President Trump wants to see positive test numbers drop. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Malian protest coalition that had campaigned against former President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita said Wednesday it was willing to work with the junta, which ousted him, in a process to restore civilian rule. The new military rulers formally received the leaders of the June 5th movement for the first time since seizing control of the crisis-hit country in a largely bloodless coup August 18th. The European Union says it has suspended its training missions in Mali after the military coup this month that removed Keita from power. The two missions involving training Mali's army and police as part of international efforts to stabilize Mali and extend the state's authority. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.